Here is the simplest explanation for everything you have been watching. The first string doesn't work for second string management. Never has, never will. Competent people require a competent environment. They need their judgment respected, their expertise valued, their honest assessments welcomed rather than punished. The moment a genuinely capable person walks into a room and realizes the man at the top is threatened by competence rather than energized by it, they leave. Or they get fired for exactly that reason. So you get what you get. Hegseth plagiarizing Tarantino movies for spiritual guidance. Loyalists whose primary qualification is willingness to pour the coffee and butter the bagel without asking uncomfortable questions. ICE with presidential immunity instead of military professionals with a conscience and a code. A chain of command built entirely on loyalty to one man rather than to the Constitution those officers swore to defend. The entire administration is a mirror of the man at the top. Which brings us to a new name, not a nickname born of malice, a descriptor earned by resume, Second String Donnie, the man who fired the first string because the first string made him look exactly like what he is. There is only one problem with that explanation. To be second string, you have to have been picked for a team at some point. I am not sure that ever happened. The obvious question is, if he's second string, how did he get elected twice? Because there is one thing second string Donnie is genuinely first string at. The con. Identifying what frightened and ignored people want to hear. And saying it without hesitation or conscience. That's not leadership. That's salesmanship. P.T. Barnum was first string at the circus too. You still wouldn't hand him the Pentagon. Second string Donnie. Feel free to use it. Johnny Appleseed didn't trademark the seeds.